Thank you, Mr. Chair. This statement is on behalf of Asia Indigenous Peoples PAC, ESCNet, FINAN International, Feminists for the Binding Treaty. We are facing multiple challenges and threats from global loss of biological diversity, climate change, deforestation, land degradation, and human rights violations in the process of so-called development. Corporate actors, some represented in this room, are complicit in genocide, mass displacement, famine, and destruction of land and our nature in many countries of the world, including in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guatemala, Nepal, Palestine, Sudan, Thailand, and beyond. As the states of Palestine mention, corporations instigate and sustain conflict, occupation, colonization, pollution, land grabs, and environmental degradation. Yet delegations like the US and the EU support business interference in this process and in doing so undermine efforts to stop corporate impunity. This is to the detriment of people most affected by corporate actors, including indigenous peoples, women, peasants, and human rights defenders. The impacts of development projects by corporate actors in the name of agribusiness, mining, energy, infrastructure, and commercial tourism profoundly affect indigenous peoples' individual and collective rights, including their right to self-determination and to free prior informed consent. We take the opportunity of this 10th session to renew our urgent call on states to prioritize and drive forward a legally binding instrument to regulate corporate power and protect people from corporate greed and capitalist agendas. We call on all states to engage in the negotiations process this year and in the months to come in order to create a text that ensures legally binding for corporate actors, ensures the primacy of human rights in the trade and investment agreements, ensures access to an effective remedy and the implementation of extraterritorial obligations, provides for an international monitoring and accountability mechanism or tribunal with meaningful participation of people and communities affected by corporate power, provides for the protection of people most affected by corporate power, provides for the enhanced protection of people in conflict-affected areas and prohibits any contributions, direct or indirect, of corporate actors to situations where atrocity crimes are occurring. Establishes obligations on corporate actors to respect environmental and human rights. Lastly, ensures effective and gender-responsive remedy as well as the need for meaningful consultation with women. I thank you, Mr. Chair.